Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. The old proverb runs, "There are only two things in life that are certain, taxes and death." Funny, isn't it, that both taxes and death play such a significant part in the biblical account of Christmas. Why was Jesus born in Bethlehem? Because Caesar Augustus had issued an imperial decree that the world should be taxed and that everyone living in Palestine should return to their place of birth to register in a census which would be used as the basis for the administration of the taxation. The prophet Micah in chapter 5 foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, and God used the emperor's decree for taxation to have Joseph and Mary travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem to fulfill this prophecy. And while the couple were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to give birth to her firstborn son, and they named him Jesus, which means the Lord will save. The miraculous birth was a time of great celebration and rejoicing, as we see from the response of the angels and the shepherds. New birth, new life, and new hope were all to be found in this newborn son of David, whose birth in the manger in Bethlehem would lead to the salvation of the world. But this picture of bliss was shattered only 40 days later, when Joseph and Mary went to the temple in nearby Jerusalem to perform the ritual of purification as commanded by the Mosaic law. While they were in the temple precincts, an old man named Simeon came to them, and he announced that his eyes had now seen the salvation of the world. But how was this salvation of God going to be accomplished through Jesus the Christ? Again, Simeon goes on to declare that a sword would pierce through the soul of Mary, because this child had been appointed for the fall and the rising of many in Israel. In the midst of their celebrating the birth of a newborn miracle child, the old man Simeon stepped in with a word of warning, a word of death. This boy, the anointed one, who would save his people, would accomplish this salvation through his death for them, for us. And that's exactly how God worked it all out. Jesus gave his life as a ransom for many on the cross at Calvary. God's plan of salvation went through the manger to the cross. Christmas leads to Good Friday and Easter, as it is here, where Jesus really does live up to his name. He saves, and he has saved you. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through that same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.